There's a new Teen Wolf movie out. I've got to watch this.
Oh, really?
2023 Teen Wolf.
Is it a remake or is it a new edition?
Sure.
What are they doing?
It might be a bit more of a soft horror type situation. So I don't think it's the pure comedy of Michael J. Fox, but I'm looking forward to seeing that. It was one of my old favourites.
Yeah, it was a ripper. Now, Teen Wolf's a great flick. Love that. Love it, Stephen. Now, you're a countryman too. You're a Shep boy. We know that. You're in touch with what's happening in the bush and got your finger on the pulse there. One of our callers earlier was talking about country footy, and we've got the president of Cora Rutherglen coming up after 7 o'clock. So we asked him the challenges that we're facing in country footy land, and some SMS is giving us some information, Steve. I'd love to get your take on this. Kids get to a certain age and go and try something else. Was the first one. Simply not enough kids to fill our junior sides in Kahuna. And most teams in the Central Murray have the same issues, says Tomo. What's another one? A rider from Bendigo says country footy problems start at junior level. Participation dropping, no flow up to senior levels, really a society change. So they think there needs to be a look at the sustainable structure going forward. So that's three in a row. They're talking about junior participation and the impact of or lack of play at junior level that's affecting obviously, the filter pathway stuff through senior footy.
Yeah, I think teenagers now are looking broader half. I mean, they're looking to travel, do these type of things, take a year or two off. COVID sort of created issues as well. People have got out of the rhythm of playing regular sport. I know I played a suburban cricket club, of course, in Richmond. We're finding it more difficult to get regular players. Players are sort of playing for two, they're having one off and... So it's not the continuity, I don't think, in life and commitments to community sporting clubs.
Mm. Well, I think COVID's played a factor in that as well. Even from the cricket club I play at, players don't want to play two-day cricket anymore. They want to play one-day cricket because they want to commit for the second week, 2 weeks every fortnight. Like, but they can have a week off, they can go to the races, they can go away with mates and the golf trip or whatever it might be. And they're not letting anyone down. So I think there's all sorts of issues. But that's interesting from a country perspective that the junior problem is the biggest problem. So say our SMSs to this point.
Yeah. Do they need to say, I know they do this in the AMOs, under 23s, the transition, but you've got to have the players to do it. It's tough for a kid at 17 to come up and play senior footy, country footy. I mean, there's some big blokes.
Yep. But that was the old...
It's a tough transition for a kid.
You play 19s and then the old transition was to go to the reserves if you're not good enough to play seniors.
There's still some big blokes down there in back pockets running around with goaties. And
yeah, but you're fast
scary
enough.
Guys.
But if you're 18, you're fast enough to get away from them.
That's
right, Stephen.
My career.
What's happening in the big time?
Well, speaking of scary scenes, what about the punch on yesterday at Hawthorn down at the training camp Morwell?
Yeah.
It was more of a scuffle. But it made headlines, of course, 7 News. We've got sort of an obsession at the moment of playing up push and shove. We had James Sicily, who's no doubt going to be the captain of the Hawthorn Footy Club. Sam Butler was involved. So, look, to me, they looked to be half laughing at the end of it. It was was 20 seconds of vision. I just think we need to pull back. We had the Redmond versus Stringer incident recently, which is still being talked about. Redmond was grilled about it yesterday. It happened ages ago. So, and they even played a replay of, say, the Satana O'Halpin. On cloak.
Well, that was a long way from that, wasn't it?
Well, to raise that. that
was sort of the benchmark of when we're talking scary stuff on a footy field.
So he was suspended, so including a kicking incident. So I think it was a slow news day yesterday. There's been a lot of obsession with it. But if I'm a Hawthorn supporter, I'm loving watching that. A young player standing up to the captain.
Bit of fire.
And if people are inferring that this might... harm Sicily's captaincy chances, I think that's a bit off the mark.
Well, we saw there was some footage yesterday of a scrimmage with Patrick Cripps and Matt Kennedy from the Blues up there. I think they're at Mooloolaba at the moment having their training camp, bit of afters. It's competition. It's dog-eat-dog out there, Steve-o. Players are on the edge. They want to be the best. They want to fight for their spots, particularly young players. And, if you're prepared to compete, that's a good at training. It's a good sign for game day.
Have you ever seen anyone get whacked at an intra?
Yeah. There was my first training camp was at Cerberus at the Hawks in 1995. And Richard Taylor and Shane Crawford had one of the great punch-ons. One of the great punch-ons. And then Daniel Chick and somebody else. Who was that? That might have been Aaron Lord. Not sure. Had a ripper as well. Some fantastic fisticuffs. Yeah. Great competition.
You wouldn't be taking Chicky on.
No. Oh, Lordy. Lord is a big unit too.
Right, yeah.
Big unit. Now, leave me out of that. I was running a long way from them. I'm a bit like you, Steve. We just run scared.
Oh, yeah. No, but it certainly can happen. And we saw, of course, it can happen in practice games. Dermy and Raiden Tallis.
Yes.
That was just an accident.
Just an accident. Give us a spell.
Poor old Raiden Tallis is the thing he's most remembered for.
He's a good man, Raider. Does great things, and all he's remembered for is getting his head stepped
But on. I think we just need to pull back. Of course, Redman was asked about it yesterday. He was also asked about the captaincy at Essendon. And he said if it became available, he'd put his hand up, which is a predictable answer, but... He's not a bad leader, red man. And if if Heppel's not captain, and I've got a sense that he will step aside, do you think, is it time, similar to Pendlebury, to maybe pass the baton on?
Well, it's a changing landscape there at the Bombers, and it's probably time, yeah.
So Zach Merritt would be a chance. Do you think he'd be favourite?
Yep.
McGrath?
Parrish, you'd have to be close, you'd reckon. And there's probably one of those sort of Redmond-type players that sort of heart and soul to your team, but don't have a huge public profile that might have a fair say in matters as well. So we'll see what happens, but it's, I think it's probably time.
Yeah. And Jakey Stringer wasn't on the track yesterday. That's a little bit of a concern. He lit up the practice game there Wednesday, week ago, so about 9 days ago. Was sore yesterday. They're just saying soreness as the Essendon theme song comes on. But look, that's a bit of a concern. He's always a bit sore, Stringer, isn't he? So they're just sort of warehousing him away, hopefully get him up for the practice games.
Pretty important player for the...
I think he's the most important player at Essendon. He's the igniter.
By the way, that was our theme song, not the Essendon theme song. Don't know how you picked that. Your music taste has really dropped.
I was trying to make an excuse.
Steve-O's recent music knowledge starting to make Whitey look like Glenn A. Baker. That's funny. Kinks is a big step up from Uptown Girl. Good work. Some feedback off the SMS as well. Stephen... we've got more footy news through the morning.
We do. We'll talk about the sweeping going through Carlton AFLW. They didn't finish with you half. Another one's gone.
Don't tell me.
Can we get Kevin back on the line to talk about it?
I'd be surprised if Kev was too interested. The Apprentice has charged in. He loves charging in with info, and he's full of energy, full of excitement. The Apprentice, Mick. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, half.
Now, what's happening in the poll today for our listeners, please?
Yeah, so the breakfast poll on Friday, this Friday, is would you like to see James Hurd return to the Essendon Football Club? Now, I've resided in Essendon for 24 years, and sometimes you still drive past a faded standby Hurd sign in some Essendon Nuffies window. So, half, the love is most definitely still there. And honestly, what do the Bombers have to lose at this point? I think they can only go up, as their song suggests. So I'm all for it. Whatever it takes. So whatever at the moment, 59.5% for absolutely they want to see James Hurd back, and 40.5% for never again. Now, just quickly before I leave, half, the name Apprentice, not only is everyone in the RSN building dubbed me the Apprentice, but my own father welcomed me in the door yesterday as the Apprentice. So
magnificent.
Well done.
It's sticking. Well done, the Apprentice, doing great things around the globe. It's going global on that. So James Hurd, the poll is, would you like to see him back in footy, basically, or at Essendon?
That's it.
Yep. And it's in favour at the moment. Now, there's a story in today's paper, Steve-O, about him not looking for any more coaching gigs at this stage, not pursuing another coaching gig after having a bit of time at the GWS last year.
Yeah, fair enough too. So we'll just wait and see. I think he's coaching junior footy,
I can tell you he is coaching. He's an assistant coach at Paran, is what he is.
I think Hurdy, he's too good a footy brain. He'll be back in some role in footy. We've just had a text, Ian.
Yeah.
Tony Lockett, robbed out in 86 for whacking an own player.
That's David correct. Hitty. That is correct. Now, that's another level again. Satana got suspended, so we'll call that rubbed out. But Plugger got rubbed out. That's right. That is correct.
How many weeks would he have got for throwing the crutches at Eddie, do you think? That was high. High impact.
Intentional.
And used a weapon.
Can you imagine that happening these days? Can you imagine the media circus?
And you know that was to happen these days. Matty Nevitt's uncle from
Plugger.
Big V Racing.
Yep.
Yeah, which is extraordinary trivia.
That's how we got him on last year, wasn't it? Got the uncle on just to get him part of the conversation. The great Tony Lockett. Good memory, that one. Well done to the SMSer who piqued Steve-O's interest with that one. Apprentice Mick, nice work from you. Well, James, should James Hurd be back in footy? Let us know at RSN927 on Twitter and at Breakfast with Half as well. In favour of seeing Jimmy back at this stage, we'll see how the morning unfolds on that. We'll get to a break. The early mail coming up after this.